search for it. If you allow the devil to cause you to see the lack of value in this gospel and, oh, well, and you got fire insurance and, hey, at least I'm going to heaven, you've missed the whole purpose of your salvation. The whole purpose. Because actually the word salvation doesn't even really imply going to heaven. The word salvation is healed, delivered, protected, preserved, and made whole. It is true. I looked it up. The word saved is the same. A salvation as great as this. He's talking about now, folks. You got to understand the whole deal is God bringing his kingdom back on the earth as if man never gave it away in the first place. You got a garden picture and you got man by the order of God and the grace of God subduing the earth and ruling the earth by God's authority and God's grace, God's go ahead, God's green light. You got man subduing the earth. And you got him following his wife and heeding the voice of his wife instead of God and her deceived by the whisperings of the devil, and they handed all that over to him. And then you got man bound to the law of sin and death and exposed that apart from God, he's weak and unable for centuries. And then in due time, you have Jesus showing up on the scene to get it all back to original value. What's so hard to understand about that? It's the love of God. The reason I'm an excited fella is I'm back there in that place as if I've never eaten a tree. Yay. Come on. We got to get that. Sin has no voice, no power, no influence. What sin? What? What sin? He loves me. And it's his good pleasure to give me the kingdom. And he says, stand before me and be righteous. Yay. And if I sincerely see that first love, it'll humble me and I will love him and I will yield to him and I will walk out this thing. I'm restored back to original value. Oh, it wasn't my will in the first place? You mean that selfish thing never came from you? You mean that was a trap and a lie from the devil? You mean I became that when Adam and Eve fell? We became completely and solely self-centered and defensive and protective and self-preservation and all that side of life, all that whole psychology side of life, man's instincts and all that. You mean that was all inherited through sin? That was never my created value? And you brought me back, and I need to lay all that down and live for, okay, I get it. Yay! Come on, just be like a child with me for a minute. Come on, don't be so sophisticated. You know, that word actually means a lack of innocence. Phew. All our life, well, you need to get more sophisticated. And Jesus is saying, no, be like children. Don't ever lose your innocence. Don't let the world steal your innocence. Phew. I'm not very sophisticated. I'm probably offensive to some. I'm just too happy. Yay. Because I see this thing, I'm back to original value. Sin's not the issue. The love of God's the issue. I'm not lacking any good thing unless I fail to see it and receive it by faith and then act on it. So if I believe the Bible, that it says, if I believe, I lay my hands on sick, I ought to be laying my hands on some sick folk. Or actually, what I'm saying is I don't believe that. Or I've never heard that and don't understand it, but now you're all hearing it tonight. So. These signs follow those that? Not those that are called and had a sovereign vision or God met them in the middle of the night and appointed and anointed them. Belief causes you to touch the sick. Why not? Don't you just really honestly, get real with me, don't you hate to see people sick? I mean, it just grates on you. You ever been in a situation you were powerless and couldn't change it and you couldn't do nothing? Of course you were. How'd you feel? Horrible. Who said horrible? Any other words? Hopeless. Just that gnawing, you know why it grates on you like that? It's not in your DNA. It's not in your created value. It's not in your created value.